This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The ink is barely dry on that Ukrainian de-escalation agreement that was signed yesterday in Geneva, and already the thing is being chipped away at. The leader of pro-Russian militants in eastern Ukraine says he is going to ignore it and keep his people right where they are, that is, occupying Ukrainian government buildings in Donetsk, in the eastern part of that country. The Russian economy, meanwhile, is taking something of a double whammy. Sanctions are starting to bite, and annexing Crimea didn't come all that cheap. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that story from the European desk in London.
Annexing Crimea has proved wildly popular in Russia, but after the first flush of acquisition, reality is beginning to dawn. Like many takeovers in the corporate world, this one is turning out to be very costly. Economist Raoul Ruparel.
In many ways, Russia may have actually bitten off more than expected with Crimea, and I think the overhaul of the economy there is actually a bigger task than many would expect.
The peninsula may be semi-detached physically from the rest of Ukraine, but it is well integrated with the mainland economy. Lilit Grevorgian of IHS Global Insight says prying Crimea away from Ukraine won't be easy or cheap.
It is really dependent on mainland Ukraine for power supply, for food supply. The banking system is really difficult to disentangle.
Building new infrastructure and new financial links between Crimea and Russia will cost a fortune. $3 billion for new power stations, $3 billion for a planned bridge between the two countries. And then there's the pledge to raise pensions and public sector wages in Crimea. That'll set the Kremlin back a further $3 billion a year. Analyst Samuel Charap says it's not surprising the Russian finance minister is now complaining about the extra cost.
In the context of an already difficult fiscal environment, those pledges pose a problem.
Russia will save an estimated $4 billion a year in rent for its naval base in Crimea. And anyway, why should President Putin care? This isn't about money. It's about national pride. The annexation has won the overwhelming approval of the Russian public.
You know, 79% of Russians support Crimea being part of Russia.
But then, say the critics, most Germans applauded Hitler's annexation of Sudetenland, the German-speaking province of Czechoslovakia. And, as we know, that didn't end well for Germany. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.